Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today in Israel, the skies are mostly clear with a gentle breeze. Temperatures are pleasant in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, making it a lovely day to be outside. Meanwhile, Haifa is enjoying similar weather, perfect for a stroll along the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet, the IDF is preparing for a prolonged presence in Lebanon as Hezbollah regroups under a ceasefire. This comes amid ongoing strikes in southern Lebanon. Also, Walla reports that the U.S. has doubts about Israeli intelligence regarding an alleged assassination threat against former President Trump. The Secret Service remains vigilant despite skepticism. Also this hour, The Times of Israel shares that former Minister Chili Tropper firmly refused to assist Netanyahu in forming a government, ruling out cooperation with Arab or Haredi parties. Separately, JNS details that Israel has eliminated 2,561 terrorists involved in the October 7th invasion. Efforts continue to track down those remaining. And finally, from Forward, UK Jewish groups express concern as Andy Burnham, poised to be the next UK Prime Minister, criticizes Israel's actions in Gaza. From X, the latest, open source intelligence analyst OSINT 613 posted just minutes ago about a commercial cargo ship damaged by an IRGC missile in the Strait of Hormuz. A US official confirmed the incident. AMK Mapping, providing global conflict analysis, reported that the IRGC announced the closing of the Strait of Hormuz, citing violations by passing vessels. A missile launch at a cargo ship reportedly caused damage. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, shared breaking news that a senior American official stated the Revolutionary Guards targeted a merchant ship in the Strait of Hormuz, resulting in a hit. Now for more on these stories, starting with the IDF situation in Lebanon. Ynet reports that despite recent strikes in southern Lebanon, the Israeli forces are not planning a withdrawal. This indicates a strategy to maintain pressure on Hezbollah during the ceasefire. Military officials emphasize the need for readiness, highlighting the tense stability in the region. Turning to the American intelligence dispute, Walla has detailed U.S. skepticism over an Israeli warning of an assassination threat against Trump. Despite doubts, the Secret Service remains on high alert. This highlights the complexities in intelligence sharing between allies, potentially impacting diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, the political scene in Israel sees further division. The Times of Israel reveals that former Minister Chili Tropper has refused any alliance with Netanyahu. This decision underscores the ongoing challenges in forming a stable government as political leaders navigate complex coalition dynamics. In other developments, JNS reports on Israel's continued operations against those involved in the October 7th invasion. Over 2,500 terrorists have been eliminated, with many still at large. This relentless pursuit underscores Israel's commitment to security and justice for the victims. Lastly, the Forward highlights UK Jewish concerns over Andy Burnham's criticism of Israel. With Burnham likely to become the next Prime Minister, his stance could influence future UK-Israel relations, affecting diplomatic and community ties. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Azrieli Group is seeking a 1 billion euros partner for its Green Mountain data center in Norway. The move comes as AI drives a surge in data center demand. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that NYX Professional Makeup has launched a new summer lip gloss series. This comes alongside innovative silicone molds from Soltam, expanding their product range. And finally, Ynet Business highlights a report from the Aaron Institute showing a rise in Israeli high-tech employment. Despite challenges from AI and currency issues, the sector grew by 6.2%, driven by defense and chip industries. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.